Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Arguably, it is not the most uplifting subject in the world, but it is something that is happening with alarming regularity across the country. Numbers show it. The seventh leading cause of death in men, 14th leading cause of death in women, and growing, 47,000 last year in America. People...
more than twice the homicides.
Took their lives.
Yes.
And it's sort of like addiction. All of us is touched by it in some way.
Yes.
All of our families has a story.
Yes.
And all of our families have a story. And we all are touched by suicide as well. So when we were looking, Marty and I were reading the Tribune Review this morning, and Lori Falls has her opinion column. And I think so often it's just the slice of life that... you know, we don't necessarily always talk about. And Lori, I wanted to have you on today. I'm so glad you said yes, because I knew this is a hard one for you to write.
It was. On Monday morning, I found out through social media that a friend of mine had taken her life the night before. We were part of a mom's group. We had been friends since we were pregnant with our first kids who... are like 11, so we'd been friends for like 12 years, and we had seen each other through so many ups and downs. And to find out that this had happened, that she had made this decision, was just crushing.
Mm. I think what you write in there is, you know, that moment of finding out, it's sort of like the air kind of gets sucked out of the room.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, it's interesting how you portray this. This is what really kind of grabbed me this morning. So what happens to us, and I think this is very common, Lori, is that we have this massive number of social media friends, quote unquote, right, Lori? And you kind of, you go back and forth with them. And Lori, it happens to me at least once a week. Now, a couple have been suicides, but mostly someone will grab me and say, you know, your social media friend, Stan...
such and such happened.
Died.
Right.
And I tell you what, your heart sinks.
Yeah.
And tell us about this, Lori, and your relationship, because it's intriguing, and I think it's more and more common these days.
Well, because of the nature of our friendship, since we were in an online mom's group, I mean, it started out being a very, like, distant, casual thing, you know, but... over the years, we had gotten that group that we had been in had gotten smaller and smaller, and the friendships that we had were closer because we were the ones who had stuck around and stuck around long.
Right.
And we are in this place today where we exist in these intense friendships with people that we might not know.
Yes.
You know, that we may not have ever met.
Yes.
Physically. Now, my group of friends have get-togethers regularly. We do know each other in person as well as online. But, you know, that can even happen with your family.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
so
your family
true.
Is thrown all over the country, and, you know, you're...
that's how you keep in touch.
Yeah. It's just this, like, new kind of marketplace where our relationships happen, and it makes it so easy to stay connected, but it also makes it really easy to be apart.
Yes.
At the same time.
And when you hear they die, it's so bizarre because their face is still there on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Their messages are still there, Lori.
My husband's Facebook page is still up, and he died 5 years ago.
Mm.
So it's something that they're gone, but they are still there, and that also keeps the wound open. And in my friend's case, she had just lost someone to suicide 6 weeks before.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
And it almost makes it feel like it was a virus.
Right. As parents, too, this is one of those things that scares me to death. You know, it scares me that that my kids could get enthralled in this false narrative and the false stories that are out there. Because when you look at Instagram, Snapchat, any of that stuff, Twitter, Facebook, people don't post real stuff. It's all the great stuff usually, right? And it's this fake, fake world. It's not really real.
But then there's this enabling when other kids do it.
Yeah.
There are so many studies that say that we are less happy the more time we spend on social media because we are trying to live up to these unrealistic expectations. And I know that in my friend's case, that was part of it. She had, you know, she was struggling with a lot of issues, you know, and a lot of it was about the person that she wanted to be versus the person that she thought that she had to be.
Right.
And, it, you know, there, we just need to, we can't replace actual human connections with just clicking a thumbs up.
Amen to that.
I tell you what, you wrote something that's
profound.
You wrote something profound. I wish I had a chance to respond to JB's last post again. It's too late. I miss her, and she won't ever know. We're now in a world where you wish you had a chance to respond to a post.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Because she's not right here with you. Well, and I think that, and one of the things that I like are those real posts where it's not people at their best. And I think those are the things that strike such a nerve with so many of us because, quite frankly, none of us really knows what we're doing. We're all kind of muddling through. And who really looks in the mirror and says, yep, I'm all that? You know, if we could just be a little bit more honest.
Yeah. We need to stop presenting this curated image of ourselves and be real.
I agree. And that's why I love the columns that you write, because you drill down to the basic stuff, and it's the emotion and this emotion of suicide and what it does. Marty, you said it, you said it best, that people who take their lives think that they're sparing other people a burden.
They do.
Not knowing
they do.
That what you're doing is you're hurting so many people who love you.
It's true.
Yeah.
Lori, thank you. It's beautiful stuff.
Thank you very much. Anytime.
She does a hell of a job.
Yeah, she does.
Just pay attention. Do the best you can. And it's become such a social media landscape that that was her friend, and that's how she lost her.
I know. Mm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.